Welcome back to Let's Talk Legacy, and this is Policy Pointers, where we dive into the intricate world of life insurance and unravel the nuances to empower you to make informed decisions. In today's episode, we're going to explore a widely discussed financial strategy: buy term, invest the rest. Is this the right approach for you to secure your legacy? Let's dive in and talk about it. Buy term, invest the rest. This phrase was coined most notably by author Dave Ramsey and is frequently tossed around in financial circles. But what does it truly mean? And is it a viable strategy to establish a robust financial foundation? At its core, buy term, invest the rest suggests opting for a term life insurance policy over a whole life or universal life insurance plan. Then investing the difference between the premium of that policy and the premium of a whole life or universal life insurance policy. For instance, if a 30-year, $500,000 term policy cost $100 a month compared to a $500,000 whole life or UL policy at $200 a month, then you would allocate the $100 towards an insurance and invest the additional $100 in other avenues like stocks, bonds, 401ks, things of that nature, maybe IRAs. Advocates argue that this strategy maximizes the potential return on your money. Term insurance is typically more budget-friendly, of course, than whole life insurance or universal life, leaving a larger sum that would be available for investment under the premise that you could potentially earn higher returns in those other investment vehicles. However, like any financial strategy, it's not without other considerations. First off, term insurance is just that, temporary coverage. Provides a specific amount of coverage for a specific amount of time, usually 10, 20, or 30 years. Once that term is up, the policy expires, and there's no payout unless a claim is made. Obviously, the side effects of that could be not having life insurance later on in life when you might need it, and also losing out on the opportunity to theoretically pass generational wealth on to your loved ones. This means that if you outlive your term policy and you haven't made any claims, you won't receive any of the financial benefit. For many, this might be a desirable outcome, signifying that they've remained healthy and haven't passed away or had a catastrophic event, and that's a good thing. However, it also means that they spent $100 a month for 30 years and ultimately didn't see any financial return from that investment. It's crucial to remember that the goal of life insurance can vary from one person to the next. Life insurance serves more issues than just providing for unexpected deaths. It can be employed in emergency situations, things like furnace goes out, needing a roof on your home, or even medical expenses that could arise from a terminal illness. It can also help build generational wealth by passing on that death benefit to your beneficiaries. Two things in life are guaranteed: death and taxes. Life insurance addresses both of those by passing a tax-free death benefit to your beneficiaries when you pass away. Now let's consider the invest the rest component of this strategy. This is where things get a little intriguing, one might say. Advocates suggest that taking the difference in the cost of premiums on the term and the whole life policy and investing it in one of a variety of different financial products that they typically sell. This could range for something like stocks and bonds, mutual funds, even real estate or silver. The idea is to potentially achieve higher returns on your investments than what you might gain from having a whole life policy that has a cash value component to it. However, it's crucial to acknowledge that investing always carries risks. Markets can be volatile, and there are no guarantees of returns. It requires a certain level of financial literacy and a willingness to actively manage those investments or paying for someone else to do it for you, to actually maximize the effort that you're putting in. Let's take a moment to talk about investing. Many of the products you might invest in could yield substantial additional income for your family. This could be profits from those real estate ventures, interest earned on high-yield certificates of deposits at banks, or returns from the stock market. However, it's important to remember that those investments come with inherent risk. For instance, consider the performance on 401ks after the 2008 financial crisis, or how fluctuations in the interest rates can impact the resales of an investment property, or even the volatility of the stock market, where a $10,000 investment could become $0 overnight. These things should be carefully weighed. Advocates of investing often downplay the risks and overstate the profits. It's wise to thoroughly compare short and long-term outcomes for each product to truly understand what might be best for you. On the flip side, compared to investments like those 401ks or stocks, buying a whole life insurance policy entails lower risks, but it can also have a slightly lower upside at times. Some argue that investing in life insurance is more secure than speculating in the stock market. One way this becomes evident is that with a whole life insurance policy, you cannot lose your initial investment. You can only grow it. For example, if you put money into stocks and the stocks loses its value, your portfolio also shrinks. However, if you'd place that money into a whole life insurance plan that's based on similar stock performance, you might see a reduction in the interest you earned, but you would not lose a single penny of the money you actually invested. How is that possible? Well, the way cash value whole life plans work is your money is stored within your life insurance plan, and then the insurance companies reinvest their own capital and then pay you a rate based upon the proceeds that they earn in those markets. This means you only have a potential for gain with no potential for loss beyond your premiums, which you are paying for the life insurance that you would benefit from if you did indeed pass away. Now, of course, every whole life insurance plan and universal life plan can be structured a little bit different. And the same thing is true to the other various investment opportunities you might be taking into account. Another aspect to consider is the reality that purchasing life insurance today is based on your best judgments about what tomorrow will bring. How many of us know, though, that what we thought our lives would be like 10 years ago is actually quite different, maybe even drastically different? Life changes, and even our best laid plans sometimes veer off course. So why is that important? Imagine you're 30 and you buy a 30-year term insurance plan. But at 45, maybe you lose a job and your savings account or your retirement takes a hit. What if it leads to you needing to refinance your home? And now you're in a position where you need and want life insurance until maybe even the age of 75, but you only had it for 30 years. If you'd bought whole life insurance at the age of 30, the rate would be more manageable compared to buying at age 45. Perhaps by age 45, your health has changed and your rates are more expensive, or maybe you don't even qualify for more coverage. Locking in coverage while you're young and healthy can help you save money on your life insurance later, should life take an unexpected turn and you need life insurance for a longer period of time. Something else to take into account is the reality that many investment plans like IRAs or 401ks are very inflexible, locking your money into place for decades. Compared to a whole life insurance plan that allows you to take your cash value out anytime you like, it's worth noting that life insurance is often more flexible and can be a huge benefit should you need to access your money at different times in your life. Advocates for the buy term and invest the rest philosophy often make this suggestion, ignoring the realities of life and how imperfect human behavior is in general. And when it comes to investing or things like life and death, or even just normal life hiccups that affect us all, it can play out to be an even bigger factor. So while buy term, invest the rest can be a viable strategy for some, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution, and it requires careful consideration of your individual financial situation, risk tolerance, and long-term goals. For some, you might not even qualify for a whole life plan and must buy a term insurance, so that would be your only option, and that's okay. Others might want to do a hybrid setup with a little bit of term coverage and a little bit of whole life. And others might just want to put some cash in their sock drawer and hope for the best. Remember, there's no universal right or wrong answer. What's crucial is that you have a comprehensive understanding of the strategy and how it aligns with your unique circumstances. We here at Southwestern Legacy Insurance Group don't believe in a one-size-fits-all recommendation, like buy term and invest the rest, or even the idea that you should not do exactly that. We look at each client individually, taking care to consider each person's needs and wants, risk tolerance, as well as their financial capabilities and goals. We do this to ensure we serve you, not a catchphrase that could easily be wrong for you. So thank you for joining me today on Policy Pointers as we explored the idea of buy term, invest the rest. If you have any questions about this, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to address them and make sure that you can wisely guide your family's future. Until next time, take care. Let's build a powerful legacy together.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast and want to learn more, visit us at southwesternlegacy.com. Shoot us an email via our easy contact form to find out how you can become an agent or how we can meet your needs for final expense coverage. You can find this and other episodes at letstalklegacypod.com on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Let's Talk Legacy is a presentation of the Southwestern Legacy Insurance Group, a member of Southwestern Family of Companies.